This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Belarusian authorities released hundreds of people detained amid demonstrations contesting the results of the presidential election in an attempt to quell public anger against a brutal crackdown on peaceful protest. The releases came hours after Belarus's top law enforcement official apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force by police. The apologies and the release of detainees follow 5 days of massive protest in which crowds of demonstrators swarmed the streets to contest the vote results and demand an end to the 26-year rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. Nearly 7,000 people have been detained and hundreds injured in the clampdown on demonstrators. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied on to finance their organizations and violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the groups used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money for the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. It's also part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of extremist organizations, including those designated as foreign terror groups. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States and more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half of that global figure. This is VOA News.